Chapter 99. As they were halfway over the Pacific, LP was the first to wake from a long slumber. He guessed that he and his friends had slept for at least 10 hours without interruption, certainly a first for him, and probably for the others. For half a second, he wondered if Gaia had somehow drugged them, but he let go of the idea as quickly as it came to him. He picked up a deck of cards that had been left at the service station of the plane and proceeded to play solitaire. The thwopping noise of the cards as he shuffled them must have prompted Sylvie to wake up. She roused herself and came over to sit in the chair directly across from LP. In that moment, LP saw the joy and potential in Sylvie that he remembered from so many years ago. She looked younger, happier, and confident once more. "We've had a lot to absorb, haven't we?" she asked LP. "I'd say it's easily a first for everyone in the world," he answered, smiling at the prospect that he might get to finally spend the rest of his life with this amazing person. "You and I," she motioned, "started as strangers and got pretty darn close a few times." LP nodded. "There were times when everything seemed misconstrued, but I think we're going to make it." He winked as he paraphrased a favorite song. "There's no need to play solitaire," she suggested. "We can play hearts instead." Now she winked too, feeling playful for the first time in ages. "Weirdo," LP said with a laugh. "We need at least 3 people to make that happen." "Creep," she laughed back. "I suppose we'll all have to earn our place in the new world, won't we?" "What are you going to do now that there's nothing left to program?" LP asked. "Gaia and I will still have lots of work to do. Most of it will probably be basic database stuff and sorting out massive inventories of human flotsam and jetsam, but as powerful as Gaia is, I'm sure I'll be able to help somehow." "I guess we'll also have to sort out a lot of rules of engagement," LP said. "Even a population as small as we're expecting will still have needs like healthcare, education, basic government, and so on. So I'm expecting there to be wrinkles and maybe even a little resistance from some people." "I'm still trying to absorb that I had a hand in making all of this happen," Sylvie said, as she sighed. "And it'll be a while before I come to grips with whether or not it was a good or a bad thing." LP detected much more emotion from Sylvie than he was used to. He was equally emotional, but he had moved on days ago. "All of this rebalancing is a great thing. We're so lucky that we are who we are, because Gaia wouldn't have chosen us otherwise, and we would have been a pile of septic goo on Young Street weeks ago." He paused for a few moments and then added, "You never die when you save the next generation." "Look," Sylvie shouted as she pointed out the window. "I can see Nova Doma. It's beautiful." As the plane approached, it angled off to showcase the island through the small windows. They all leaned in to watch the tiny island get larger and larger, all of them quietly absorbing their new reality.